Colonel Stephen Hodge is asking the Abilene community to continue offering thoughts and prayers for service members after the death of four airmen from the 317th Airlift Group at Dyess Air Force Base. Colonel Hodge is commander of the Airlift Group. He describes the atmosphere on base as overwhelming and humbling.
We have airmen that are hurting, and we have support that's there. We are not alone. And from that, I can tell you that the support network is nothing but the finest I've seen.
The airmen were among 11 people killed in the crash that officials say was not caused by enemy fire. Officials in the Central Command Area of Responsibility are investigating the crash. Two servicemen from the Hanscom Air Force Base in Massachusetts were also killed, along with five civilians. There were additional fatalities on the ground. Colonel Michael Bob Starr, 7th Bomb Wing Commander, says the sadness and shock of this tragedy can be felt across the entire Dyess community.
One of the wonderful things about Dyess Air Force Base is we really are a family. And that's a relationship that exists not only on the base between the various units, but also between the base and the Abilene country, Abilene and Big Country. Today is a very sad day for the Dyess family. Right now, we are 100% focused on caring for and supporting those parts of our family that are hurting the most.
Chaplains, along with members of the Airmen and Family Readiness Center, are providing support to family members and Dyess service members. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.